Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the last chapter of the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 4. Ruth chapter 4, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then went Boaz up to the gate, and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, Sit ye down here, and they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Kilian's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His Word. Well, great chapter. There are a lot of things going on here that are difficult for us to understand because it's a different culture, a different time. But it is clear enough what is happening here. There is some irony in the chapter. There is indeed some irony, and there is also some great blessing. So, first of all, we want to see the industry, the diligence of Boaz. Remember what Naomi said in the last chapter. He's not going to rest until he gets it done. Well, true to form, Boaz assembles the elders of the city at the gate, and providentially speaking, the Lord causes Ho such a one to come by. Ho such a one. Why is he called Ho such a one? Why is his name omitted from the text? Well, this is the irony. The reason that he did not marry Ruth and buy the field from Naomi and Ruth is because he was trying to preserve his own name, his own inheritance. And so, for time immemorial, in the inviolable God's word, he is known as Mr. Anonymous. Mr. Hey, you without a shoe. Mr. I don't know who he was. But the name that was raised up is none other than the name of David, and through David, the greater David, Jesus Christ. See, that is irony. And what did Ho such a one pursue? He wasn't pursuing anything that was unlawful. He wasn't pursuing anything that was untoward. He was simply trying to preserve what he had. Are you not reminded in this chapter of the three men in the parable of the talents? Three men come before their master, and the master says, I'm traveling away to a far land. Here, you take five talents, and you take two, and you take one, and occupy till I come. And so the first man goes out, and with his five, he's very industrious, and he comes back with five. And so he presents 10 to his master. Well done, good and faithful servant. And the man that had two, he doesn't have quite all of the opportunities that the man does with five, but he does well with his two. And so he goes out and he occupies with his two, and he comes back with two more, and he presents four to his master. Well done, good and faithful servant. And the man that had one, he went out and he did what? Well, he dug himself a little hole, and he put it down in there, and he buried it over because he wanted to preserve it. And so he comes back to the master with that one. And the master says, how is it that he that had five more, and he that had two more, and you only have one? How is that? You have the same one that I gave you. Oh, well, I knew you were a hard man. I knew that you reap where you did not sow. I knew that if I lost it, you'd be upset. So I didn't occupy. I buried it so I could just give it back to you. I wanted to conserve, to preserve it. And what did the master say to him? Well, he took it away from him, and he gave it to him that had the 10. Because to whom much is given, much is required, and to him that has nothing, even that little that he has will be taken away. You see what Ho such a one did here? He would not raise up the seed for his brother. He would not raise up the seed for his kinsman. He was willing rather to let the light go out in Israel of a particular family that he might save his own name. And in so doing, ends up being known as Mr. Anonymous for the rest of time. Mr. Anonymous. You see, those who refuse to let go of what God has given them and to venture upon God's faithfulness, they will have nothing. And those who, as Solomon says, cast their bread upon the waters, what will they find? What is the promise of God with regard to that? They will receive it after many days. That is the promise of God. So kindness, virtue, generosity, all of those things, God promises a return, a reward. Now, God promises a return and a reward not to make us mercenaries, not to make us giving in order to get, not to do the faith pledge because every dime you give will come back to you tenfold, but because God encourages you that you will not be the worse for the wear in doing good. You will lose nothing in the good that you do. You say you may be you may end up poorer. You may end up monetarily poorer, but you will have riches that money cannot buy. So, ho, such a one then did not understand that, but Boaz did. The other thing that ho, such a one didn't understand is the blessing that Ruth would have brought to his household because she was a virtuous woman. He was so concerned with his name that he didn't realize the blessing a good wife can be. So husbands, this is a reminder. This is a reminder that you ought to consider your wives the blessings that they truly are. Dwell with them with understanding, as Peter declares to us. Care for them, shelter them, treat them like that queen that they are, that blessing that they are in the home. And ladies, this is an encouragement to you also to be that blessing. Ruth indeed was a virtuous woman and brought great profit, not monetary profit, but profit to Boaz's house. So the transaction is complete. Then Boaz gets Ruth, he gets the land, and he gets a seed. He gets a progeny, children to come after him. And the end of that line, as we have it described for us here, is David. Did you note the blessing? The blessing that the elders of the city offered to Boaz in taking Ruth to his wife. Notice, all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come unto thine house like Rachel and Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman." That was a blessing that was fulfilled. Because from the loins of David sprang Christ, who is the head of an innumerable race of redeemed men and women. Little did those elders and people know that the blessing they were offering to Boaz and Ruth that day was a blessing that would be so marvelously fulfilled. And ho, such a one, he missed out entirely. Notice Naomi, she is back to being pleasant again. No more will she ask, "Call me Mara." She is back to her pleasantness. Naomi, that's what her name means. And so she cares for that little one that is born, that little boy named Obed. And then finally, in verses 18 through 22, most of you have heard this before. Some of you may not remember it. Some of you may have never heard this before. But we understand that a bastard, an illegitimate son, was not able to come into the house of the Lord to 10 generations. Did you count them? Why was David so greatly attached to the temple? Why was David so greatly attached to the tabernacle? Why did he seek the Lord there so very often? Because from the days of his great, 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 great grandfather, Perez, none of his fathers were able to come to worship at the temple of the Lord. It was David in that 10th generation who was. So we have the 10 generations from Perez down to David. And I assert, I'm as convinced as I can be of things, that the reason these 10 are given here in 18 through 22 is for the very purpose that we will understand the attachment that David had to that tabernacle and the attachment that we all ought to have to our communion and fellowship with the Lord. Thus ends the reading then of Ruth chapter 4. Let us stand and continue praising God in the singing of Psalms.